From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more information on the Istanbul airport attack. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out Tuesday's attack were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Turkish officials continue to believe the attack was launched by Islamic State fighters. The death toll from the blasts at Europe's third busiest airport has increased to 44, while more than 230 people were wounded in the attack. Police conducted raids on 16 locations in three Istanbul neighborhoods Thursday, arresting 13 people suspected of having links to the Islamic State group. The process of replacing British Prime Minister David Cameron started in earnest Thursday. Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, has pulled out of the contest.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration to make sure that we properly fulfill the mandate of the people.
Interior Minister Theresa May, who reminds many in the Tory party of Margaret Thatcher, is now the favorite to replace Mr. Cameron. The United Nations Children's Agency says one in five children in Iraq are now at serious risk of death, injury, sexual violence, abduction, and forced recruitment into armed groups. According to the latest UNICEF report, in the past 2.5 years, an average of 50 children a month have been abducted or sexually abused. According to the report, almost 10% of Iraqi children, more than 1.5 million, have been forced to flee their homes, often multiple times, because of violence. This is VOA News.